is KAYTFM.
881 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
You've gone as far as you can go, but you need to turn it over to the one who can do what no one else can do. But you gotta turn it over to the Lord. Fulfilling prophecies. And by his stripes, you are healed. You are healed. And the action Jesus was establishing, the preparation for peace, was with God. For God has ushered in something called peace. For he is the Prince of Prince of Peace. He is our maker, the creator, the sustainer of all things. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the infinite that became finite, the transcendent that became imminent. He is my Lord, my God, and my King. Anybody need peace in their life? We are living in a world and a time where peace seems to be leaving us every minute and every second. We are living in a day and a time when you open up the newspaper, or if you turn on the radio, or if you turn on TV, there's an absence of peace. But the Prince of Peace said there will be no peace until the Prince of Peace returns. Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God, is our Prince of Peace. And so when we turn things over to him, he will work it out. That word triumphant means having won a battle or a contest or a victory. The word triumphant means having won a battle or a contest or a victory. This battle is not yours. This battle is the Lord. Here's what the Lord is saying. The battle was already won there. The battle was already established and won. The Lord already knows the battle you will have in your life. And he already figured out how to maneuver and to work things out on your behalf. For this battle has never been about you. This battle has been about what the Lord is doing in you. For this battle is not yours. This battle is the Lord. But the battle is already won. And Jesus knew the outcome of the battle because he is the author of peace. And because he is the author of peace, when we think about any battle, war is destructive and battles are destructive. But when Jesus entered into the equation, he ushers in peace. Sometime here and there, we see when a person surrender, he has to wave the white flag of surrender. Sometime when you don't know what to do, you throw in the white towel. But Jesus said, if I be for you, I'm more than the world against you. So Jesus is fighting your battle, even though you don't even know what's going on, because this battle is already won. For we see at this particular time, when Jesus was coming into his time, for he had an hour and a preparation for there was political animosity towards Rome, towards him and Rome, which caused an anticipation by the Jewish people for an anointed king. There seemed to be antagonism towards a nation that have changed from being one that has been one that served and helped and guided and promoted freedom and promoted civil liberties and promoted all of the things for the world. And now there seemed to be animosity towards a nation that seemed to have turned away from everything that made that nation what it is. You'll catch that on your way home. And how Jesus would come. This king would arrive and deliver them from the Roman authority. Jesus was coming at this particular time, and the people wanted him to be that king. Scripture tells us how Jesus came into Jerusalem and declared that he is the long-awaited and anointed king. Earlier in Scripture, we are told how Jesus had refused to be embraced as king, but his time and his hour was not at that time. Through biblical history, he even told his mother, "My hour, my time is not now." And even when they tried to make him king before his time, he refused to accept it. But in his hour, at a particular time, to everything, there's a season and a time. He said, "Now's the time." There's time in our life when the Lord says, "I need you to get deeper into theology. I want you to get deeper into eschatology. I want you to get," and let me back up. Theology, the writing, the talking about God. Eschatology, that which is end time prophetic event. "Yeah, I'm going to give you something. I told you I'm not going to give you any milk anymore. I'm giving you meat, because we've been on milk too long. And so you need to know what God is up to, because God wants you to be saved." Is there anybody who needs saving? Anybody in the house who've been out there and now you are in the house of the Lord? There's some who've been out there and still out there straddling the fence, and the Lord says, "I need you to make a decision, because time is short." And so Jesus is that long-awaited king, and the people as a conjunction read through the line, because the Lord is simply telling you what happened. A conjunction implies that something important is about to be said. But what the people and disciples didn't understand was that Jesus' time and his kingdom was not of this world. Jesus came into this world to redeem mankind, but he also came to show us the way to his Father's house. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. And Jesus would sacrifice his life and paying the price for our salvation. You will never be good enough. You will never be good enough. Let me say it, you will never be good enough, because all of us were born with a sin nature. But when you turn your life over to the Lord, who is perfect and sinless, then he gives you something that neither one of us deserve, and that is salvation through the completed work of Christ. And so we receive mercy for who we say we are in Christ, through what Christ has done for us. Today, as ministers and preachers, we preach that salvation is of Jesus Christ, and our eternal destiny is the kingdom of God. And Jesus' kingdom message is centered on the cross. He talked about it throughout his life, but they never understood. Preachers are talking today, and you never understand. The prophetic word is right before your ears, and some will hear and receive it. And what we understand and what we have understood is that this message concerning the kingdom brought a radical change in the hearts and in the lives of the people, for all who would receive it. That's the optimum word. You got to receive it. And it is no different today, for the word of God changes the hearts of men and mine, of men and women who are converted people. It has been said, to the victor goes the spoil. And what that means is that there's something valuable or something desirable gained through special effort or a favor. We all needed a favor. Something that we couldn't do. Something that we couldn't gain. But thank God he sent his son to give us a favor. Jesus, my brothers and sisters, was bringing something valuable to all believers. And that's the optimal word. All can be saved, but not all will be saved. It's only for those who believe. Jesus was bringing something valuable to all believers who would receive and acknowledge him as the Messiah King. 8 billion people in the world all have an opportunity to go to heaven, but not all 8 billion will be saved. Some of that 8 billion people, even in the end time, in the prophetic event, will turn away even after Jesus sits on the throne of David. How in the world can a man not be saved when they see the King of Kings and Lord of Lords sitting on the throne of David? And yet there will be some who will not be saved. And now I understand why Jesus said, Father, Abba, I know all that you have given me, and I have kept all those you have given me. You know why? Because the battle was won before the event. You ain't got it. This thing was already established before we even got here, and he knew the outcome of everything that would happen before we even got here. And so you are now fulfilling what God is already up to, and that is to receive him under what we call grace, his unmerited favor. My brothers and sisters, Jesus is offering something to his people, and that was the forgiveness of their sin. We are told how Jesus' reputation preceded him. For all over the country, people came to the Passover feast. The Passover was when the children of Israel were freed from the Egyptian bondage, freed from slavery by Pharaoh. And they commemorated as God with a mighty hand delivered them through 10 plagues upon the nation of Israel and then delivered them on their way to Cana. But on their way to Cana, there were some issues and some trials because some folks that saw what God had done didn't believe what God had done. They said we were better off when we were in Egypt. Sometimes we want to go back to the way it used to be. Sometimes we have kings that want to go back to where they had more comfortable living lifestyle. But when you go back, you're about to repeat what you came out of. And here were the children of Israel wanting to go back to some stuff that God had brought them out of. If God had brought you out of something, why in the world would you want to go back into something that you can't control? He brought the children of Israel out of stuff. And even when he brought them out, they wanted to go back into slavery. Do you want to go back into slavery? Then why did we not vote? My life is on the line because I'm not going to stop. And if I just vanish, you'll know that the Lord is saying, I'm going to get you out of this mess. Going back into captivity, going back into slavery. And that's what they did. And the Lord said, I got to shake you up because on your way to Canaan, on your way to Canaan, I've got to change some things. Some folks didn't make it because they didn't have the faith to believe. And so the Lord is simply saying, a whole generation would die out. Only two, Joshua and Caleb, will go into that land with another generation that would hear. That's why you hear me say, young folks are going to hear everything that the Lord is up to. Because that's some folks that want to go back to the way it used to be. And the Lord